Welcome to the Portuguese Blog Podcast, brought to you by Transparent.com. Hi, I'm Rachel from the Portuguese Blog. Today, we're going to learn vocabulary for the pharmacy.
Olá, aqui está a receita. Preciso deste remédio. Meu médico prescreveu um antibiótico. O medicamento se chama azitromicina, de uma marca genérica. O médico também disse que eu deveria tomar paracetamol para a febre. Ah, também queria um colírio. Posso pagar com cartão? Obrigado.
Let's break it down piece by piece.
Olá, aqui está a receita.
This means, hello, here is my prescription. As a reminder, hola is the formal way to say hello, as opposed to oi, which means hi. Receita is prescription. Though you're not saying my directly, which would be minha or meu, it is implied in context. You can use aqui está when presenting something to someone.
Preciso deste remédio.
Here, the speaker says, I need this medication. Note that we put de and este together to form deste, which means this. Precisar is to need, and remédio is medication. When a noun follows precisar, we add a de as a preposition to the noun.
Meu médico prescreveu um antibiótico.
This means my doctor prescribed an antibiotic. Médico is doctor, and prescrever is to prescribe. Antibiotic is simply antibiótico. Don't forget the accent when you write it. Though doctors will indicate the best antibiotic to take, you can actually buy antibiotics without a prescription in Brazilian pharmacies.
O medicamento se chama azitromicina, de uma marca genérica.
The speaker says, the medication is called azitromicina, a generic brand. Medicamento is just another way to say medication or prescription drug. Chamar-se means to be called. Just for your information, azitromicina is in fact a brand of antibiotics in Brazil should you ever need it. Marca is brand and generic is genérico, which in this case is feminine because of the noun. Generic drugs are common in Brazil and are very cheap.
O médico também disse que eu deveria tomar paracetamol para a febre.
This means the doctor also said I should take paracetamol for the fever. Dizer, to say, in the past simple tense is irregular and becomes disse in the third person. Também means also. Dever means to should, and we put it in the conditional tense to indicate a potential desire or order to do something. I should take. Tomar means to take, as in medication or food or drink. Febre is fever and is a feminine noun. Paracetamol is in fact a fever medication, like Tylenol.
Ah, também queria colírio.
Here, the speaker says, oh, I would also like some eye drops. Ah is commonly used as an interjection in Portuguese, just like we'd use o in English. Querer, to want, in the past imperfect tense indicates a desire. Just like putting to like, gostar, in the conditional tense would be I would like. Colírio is eye drops.
Posso pagar com cartão? Obrigado.
This means, can I pay with a credit card? Thank you. Cartão is understood to mean credit card, even though the full expression is cartão de crédito. You can also use the present simple tense in the first person, posso, for poder, to be able to, in this particular instance. But you could also use it in the third person, pode, which would mean something like, is it possible to pay with a credit card? Thanks for listening to the podcast, and stay tuned for the next one.